Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. We totally believe it settles in your soul. You know, and I'm trying to figure out what bar stool that was.
It said it was square, so...
I don't know. I was square. Where was the bar stool? Good point. Anyway, good morning. We're broadcasting live here from KCNR, downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, because it's the only one that works today.
The live stream is also up.
No, it is.
It's working. I just heard it on the...
You heard on AM?
Oh, AM, no, FM.
Yes, I know. Where the music sounds better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's not working on AM?
No.
Mm, okay.
One of those things. Life in the radio tower business. Mm-hmm. The towers are always a problem. Anyway, we're broadcasting live here. If you have a question or comment, 605-4567, 605-4567. This is Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. We're joined here by... a very wonderful young lady, Ashley Essex.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is an author, and we're going to talk to her in just a moment. And also our good friend, Mr. Jesse Lane.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Better than I deserve, right? Or is that another catchphrase from someone else?
It works, right? It works.
It works.
It works.
Anyway, Ashley, you have some books. She's an author. She's been writing some books. She has some that she wants to talk about a little bit, and she also wants to give them away. And she's going to explain that right now.
So this particular series that I am promoting today is called the Chroma Series. The first book is Black and White. So the second caller... we'll get a copy of this book, and then we will also have one Thursday night at your Thursday night meeting. You guys will give away then. So if you don't win today, then you have an opportunity to win another. But this particular series, it's fiction, and it centers around a group of people who can be considered vigilantes, but they go and help out where they're needed. And they don't work against law enforcement. They actually have members of law enforcement that are part of their team, and they help out. In this particular case, they're moving against the government. And the government is corrupting portions of their hometown, and what they really care about is protecting their hometown. And so I feel like a lot of your guys' followers understand that particular sentiment fairly well.
You think?
Yeah. And the second caller, as Ashley said, you call in here, 605-4567. You can get this book. You can pick it up here at KCNR Studios. And our address is?
1326 Market Street.
It is.
We're across from Old City Hall.
And you can pick it up up to noon. So Our Minds comes on at 10 o'clock. And you can pick it up. We'll have it out there for you. Also, you can pick it up, the other copy, at 2570 South Bonneview Road on Thursday night at 6 o'clock at the Recall Shasta meeting, and we'll have that copy there for you.
What's the number? I'm going to call in real quick, see if I can call in there, too.
605-4567.
It is.
Perfect.
530 area code. Anyway, so we've got some interesting stuff here today. You know, one of the things that that really enter my mind is when you look at the Tuesday agenda for the Board of Supervisors, they have, is it R2 that's our freedom of speech?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So apparently, no one's supposed to talk loud. We're supposed to watch our language. We're supposed to not stand. We can sit only. The only beverage you can have in there is water. Also, you can't be loud. Now, I have a good friend, Peter Scales, who's probably listening.
So that means you can't go there.
I can't go. And neither can Peter, because Peter's deaf. But when Peter says something, he has something to say. He's quite the patriot. But, you know, when you look at someone trying to take away your First Amendment rights, and who is the person who gauges what is loud and what should be prohibited and what is profane and something that disrupts people? Also, you can't put any posters in there. You can't put anything on the walls. So we've been doing that for a year, and all of a sudden, once we did that to expose a certain person, some of his actions, once we did that, it's funny how the Board of Supervisors, who have taken the side of individuals who have broken the law. I mean, they've taken the side of individuals who have broken the law. No names mentioned.
Right.
But anyway, so I'd like to get Jesse's thoughts on all of that.
You know, I actually look at this whole thing. I kind of find it pretty comical. It's turned into this one side against the other side, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. Really, it's none of that. It comes down to liberty and freedom. And when I see that we have a Board of Supervisors that the mass elected for these positions, and they're opposing it the way they are, I mean, it makes me, I mean, I read these emails. We have people in all their little chats. I mean, we're in all these different chat groups that they're in. And they're, like, rallying their troops. Come on, team. Like, Mary Rickert last night was, I mean, I have the screenshots here that were sent to me, and we have videos of this stuff. And she's like, right on, team. Way to go. Like, team,
what?
Your team is the people.
What?
Your team is the people that elected you. Yeah, where's she at? Mary LaSalle Rickert says, thanks to one and all. Your support is deeply appreciated. And this is on one of the forums on Thought You Should Know, which now is trying to change their tune after all their threats and demeaning things they've said. Now they're saying, you know, let's keep it.
Let's keep it civil.
Let's keep it civil.
Yeah.
Let's not make any rude comments. Like, awesome. Good. I think that should be the way it goes all around on both sides.
Yeah.
You know, I hear the sniveling all the time that one side's doing it, and it's like, man, I have files and files of screenshots and videos and everything else from the other side, and it's like, come on. And I say the other side, I just mean the ones that are posing, that are saying this is happening to them. Because really, there shouldn't be any side. We all should want liberty and freedom. And if we want to get out our elected officials, get out our elected officials. It's we have our constitutional right to go through the process of recall and getting rid of them. They shouldn't be stepping in there trying to circumvent that. They should let the process go. Silent majority, like they say, then let your silent majority speak.
Yep.
You know, it makes no sense to me.
Well, what are they hiding?
Well, that's the question, the $1 million question, or $10 million, or $20 million, or $30 million question, is what is the board hiding? They're fighting so hard about this kind of stuff, they're not doing the people's work. They're not doing the work for the county. They're not doing what they were elected to do. They're just sitting up there fighting a war, and it's garbage. They need to do the people's work.
Well, I think they're doing the work for a company that in 2009 was worth $378 million. Now they're close to $1 billion net worth. I think we all know who that company is.
And that's a local company, huh?
You think that company's throwing money at this?
Oh, absolutely.
Just a little bit? Maybe because they have something to hide.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, there's houses going down all the time. That people's houses are getting taken over, get bought pennies on a dollar, and and also, this company seems to wind up with those in the end, so.
Amazing.
Go figure.
A lot of this is going to come out on episode 3, I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
We do have Rich on the line. Rich, how is it down there in Yuba City, brother?
Hey, good morning. How's my volume? It's wonderful down here.
Your volume's pretty good. Just get as close as you can to your phone, brother.
Yeah, well, I had an announcement. I don't know if you've covered it yet. This Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, 9 a.m. on Court Street, R1, they're going to be discussing limiting free speech in the chambers. R1, highly, highly unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
These people want to tell you that you must sit down, that you cannot stand up in the back, you cannot bring in posters, which are inanimate objects that do not cause any disruption. These people they're retaliating, I believe, regarding the wall of truth that was up there recently, which exposed a constituent who had a criminal background and admitted to alliances with groups that riot and burn. And our two board members that were highly embarrassed, I believe they're retaliating now because this is all they know how to do. Instead of having legitimate conversations regarding these matters. They're just going to use the power of government to silence us. I really highly suggest everybody that can show up. And you got 3 minutes during open public comment to talk about whatever you want. And then you have an additional 3 minutes when the agendized item comes up. I'm going to have 6 minutes, and I'm going to use every second of it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Joe Comente tried to stop the public comment on agendized items. This was a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And when he tried to stop that, they came back the next week and voted unanimously that they could not do that. Now, to me, the standing up is one thing. I mean, what if your back's sore? You know, you can't stand up against a wall. You can't cheer. You can't whistle. You can't yell. And, like, you can't clap. Well, I mean, you know, to me, this is draconian. And Zeke Hyo!
So I understand correctly, you're only there to observe and to listen and obey, not necessarily to give your input?
Not to participate.
Well done, Lee.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yep.
Well, as long as you participate within the means of what Joe Cimenti thinks is acceptable.
Yeah. Well, I know that at one point he did reprimand Vladislav, who, you know, a lot of times people disagree with what he said and how he said it, and everybody has their opinion on that. But he did tell Vladislav that he would address Ms. Rickard as Supervisor Rickard.
Yeah,
Joe.
Two last points.
Zeke Heil.
Zeke Heil. I got 2 points. two last points. We've been coming in those chambers for 1 year now with posters, with elevated voices, with yelling, with profanity, and they have done nothing about it. Why? Because we have freedom of speech. Next point, last point, and I'll let you go unless you have a question. They're making the administrative county policy. They're changing the title. They're changing the title from business by the Board of Supervisors to business before the Board of Supervisors, meaning in front of. They're making a county policy applicable to non-county employees. Not acceptable. Any questions of me?
No, but I'm looking forward to a lot of people going to that meeting on Tuesday and certainly bringing their voice that needs to be heard. And I don't know, I might clap if I hear something I like. I mean, what they're trying to use is a Penal Code 403, which, you know, Rich, you and I have talked about that before, which is something that disrupts or causes a meeting, a public meeting, even a church service to stop. And, you know, that's what they're trying to use. And that's all about behavior. I mean, clapping because somebody said something inspirationally, and a lot of people do talk about faith-based things and inspiration. If you clap over something with inspiration, is that disrupting something, or is that just the approval?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, I can't believe these guys, and I can't believe people who were on their side, and I can't believe what they've done with Shasta Forward. They actually lawyered up. These guys lawyered up. What do they get to hide? Are you kidding me? This is a constitutional process, and they lawyered up. They got money to do it. They're paying. Who's paying the attorney? They're asking about red, white, and blueprint, and they're asking about recall Shasta. Hey, who's paying the attorney? Anybody out there? Hello, McFly, out there?
So thank you for thanks for letting me put my points out there, and we'll call in on the next show if we have time, and we'll do a double report, one field report for the vaccine COVID, Free and the Brave 2 going on down here, and then I'll repeat my report on the Tuesday morning meeting. Thanks, everybody.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Rich.
Ashley's rubbing her hands together. Come on, Ashley. I know you got something on your mind.
I was just thinking that if you can't clap and you can't speak, trying to find, like, I sign. Sign language is my second language. Doing the deaf applause thing where you're fluttering your hands back and forth just to show approval. They can't stop you from physically moving. So it snaps.
Snap your fingers.
Is that distracting if you just talk in a different language?
Well, essentially, they'll put that as someone out here. We're mocking people with that handicap. I mean, seems to go.
Yep.
Whatever they could use in their way.
You're speaking in a different language. And
we're bilingual here. Come on.
There you go. It's like, well, you won't let us speak in English, so we'll speak in sign.
There you go.
I think they're just looking for common ground. You know, and common ground is known as this is the way we like it. This is what we believe common ground is. We don't care what you think. We don't care what you want to say. This is what we believe, and that's all there is to it. That's common ground.
Yeah.
No.
You're allowed to come here and agree with me. That's common ground.
That's common ground.
Absolutely.
Common ground,
Absolutely.
Yes. That is common ground. There's a whole new definition. It could be like your truth or the truth, right?
Right.
So your truth is common ground is anything I think it is. So let's talk about things that I want to talk about, and let's talk about the things that I believe are right and true. my truth, not the truth.
Right.
Big difference.
It bothers me when people water down such powerful words like truth.
Truth, yeah.
Truth is such a powerful word. And when you start watering it down with saying your truth is different than my truth, then it's not truth. It's not fact.
Right.
It's your feelings and opinions, your reflection
version.
Of,
yeah.
Which you're totally entitled to have.
Right.
But don't use the word truth. Yeah. It's an important word. And that's not the right word for what you're trying to say.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Straight from the author.
Yeah. Words are important to me.
They are very important.
So, also, Kathy Darling Allen sent out a long diatribe about getting people there to support her. I don't know if it's anything about supporting her or the staff there in the clerk's office as much as it is the machines that are being found faulty. And I know that Jesse is wiggling, which means he has something to say.
Well, that's R3. It's R3 on the agenda for Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Want to go to that a little bit?
Yeah, I'll definitely go to it. So, we have a big tech group, and we surf the whole internet everywhere, and we have aliases everywhere. We decided, we saw what other people were doing, and we're like, let's jump on it, let's do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So we follow all these people pretty heavily, and there's been an email going out from Kathy Darlington to what she calls, I'm rallying my troops, come on, team.
Yep.
And it's to the...
Wait, she's another elected official.
Absolutely.
What's
absolutely.
On here?
Hello.
Absolutely. But I think her team's just the side that's... Yeah. Going against the recall once again. So once again, it's like the socialist, Reading socialist group or whatever they are.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want any group.
You know, it's kind of funny when we were doing the campaign, one of the campaigns that I worked on in the last couple of years, the campaign can get the disc of the voting public out of the registrar's office. And when you do that, you can kind of separate it by party, you can separate it by zip code, you can separate it by how often they voted or the most current voters. There are ways of splitting it up any way you want. Well, at one point we separated it by party, and the Socialist Party was one of the 9 parties in Shasta County. There are 9. One party had 3 people in it. The Socialist Party had 22 people that were committed to being socialists because they registered as socialists here in Shasta County. So, is it the 22 that's making all the noise?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ashley.
I would like to bring back what you said earlier about them thinking they're the silent majority in a county of 120,000 people. 22. Just the math.
Yeah,
well, it's funny.
It's 180,000, which is even more distracting. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah. But those are the people that were willing to put their name on the line that said, yeah, I'm a socialist, instead of being either a Democrat or Republican or independent or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever else, and then operating as a socialist. But those are the 22 people that were willing to put their names on the line saying that they were socialists.
Here's my problem. Kathy Darlington, I voted for you. How come I'm not on her team? Why am I not getting your emails?
That's right.
I mean, where do I sign up? Do I need
You're
to try
not
out?
Useful right now.
Yeah, it's. Do I sign up or what? How right. do I? Where's the tryouts at? Because I voted for you. I voted for you.
You would be on the bench, water boy.
I'm used to being on the bench. I sit on the bench on a lot of these things. Sometimes it's an easier way and causes less grief in life.
Well, Kathy Darling Alling will be in studio here in about the next 40 minutes.
Yeah.
She's going to be on Sovereign Minds. These are some questions you guys should call in. And I know a lot of you that listen on AM can't get this today. But, you know, those of you...
So you can't hear us. Right
or you can't
now.
Hear us. Yeah.
Unless you're listening online.
Unless you're
or
listening online. Right. And
that's
where we need to go. So head there or head to FM 96.5. You know, the thing that really bothers me is the fact that she has to sort of justify a position, but nobody's really attacking her per se. It's just about the machinery. And why is it that you feel you have to defend your people and yourself because of a faulty machine? What, you know, I mean, isn't that the issue? So I'm trying to figure out why that letter even comes out. And again, I'm a constituent.
Well, I think
I voted for. How come I didn't get access to that?
Well, it's coming because they're trying to prevent a forensic audit.
Oh.
Forensic. Not just an audit of, you know, bean counting numbers.
Dirty
forensic
word.
Finding out what really happened, the structure, the meat and potatoes of everything within that office. So maybe that's where there's a huge pucker factor going on there that they want to make sure that nothing like that happens. So
Shouldn't we be looking into different machines and different companies all the time anyway, rather than one company having full control and always running through with their voting machines?
Yes.
41 counties in the state of California of the 58 use Dominion.
What about these other companies that are out there trying to have a successful, honest machine out there for voting?
Let's vote and do it by hand. Hello. It worked for how many years? Come on, folks. How many years did it work? It worked, right? And we can go back and we can audit that. They can just, you know, pull batches here and there and just do a quick audit on some of those. And if you see any improprieties in it or some issues with it, then you start auditing the whole thing. But it's all done by hand.
All that millions of dollars going to Dominion, I mean, that almost sounds like a little job creation doing it by hand for some people.
Yeah, who really owns Dominion? The big question. And who are the stakeholders and all that other kind of stuff. Yep, some of our major politicians here in our country.
Who's funding Shasta Forward?
Another million-dollar question.
Shasta Forward.
Yep.
Why are the supervisors Modi, Cominti,
and Rickert?
Who? Is she still there? She was hiding. She was hiding in the dark. And has just come out of the dark
behind the plexiglass.
Well, the thing is, too, who signed the Shasta Forward documents?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the redacted signature lines?
Oh, yeah.
That they are the only one that all the searching that we've done, that one was the only one that's ever been redacted, and that's put out by the Secretary of State's office. So is it going clear from Shasta County, clear up to the Secretary of State's office on, I don't know, dare I say criminality, dare I say, you know, not being honest? Those are the kind of questions that need to be asked, folks. That's the foundation of that organization, is that signature sheet. That is what gets them into the system and have the ability to do what they need to do as far as collecting money to be, quote-unquote, a legitimate. They're calling it a PAC, which they shouldn't be a PAC. They should be a general purpose committee, because when you fund any organization that funds a city council position or a board of supervisor position or school board positions, all elected positions, those are general purpose committees. They're not PACs. A PAC funds state positions like the Assembly, the Senate, and so forth. So those are the kind of things that need to happen. And that's the question I have, too. Are they a PAC or are they a general purpose committee? Because if they're a general purpose committee, then it doesn't matter what they do or say. And they can't use their money to fight here in Shasta County with and or against the citizens that are working on replacing the Board of Supervisors. So who's really in the quandary there?
Well, we're going to get into that. I think we'll go off for our break now, but we're going to get into that because I've got some questions on that, because you brought up a very good point about the PAC and the General Purpose Committee, and I think we really need to do some investigating on this. By the way, did a certain supervisor violate a federal code and commit a felony?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
A certain supervisor, did they? More to come when we come back to Earth with Lee, Jesse, Wynn, Terry, and the Half Man.
Travis.
Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Posada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Song, Sally Lou. Sally, Rally Sally does that music all the time. Amazing, amazing, amazing. As our youngest daughter would say when she was little, I yike it.
I yike it.
I yike it. Well, we just got schooled a little bit on what a PAC is and what a primary forum committee is, and that's what we're going to hear about in a few minutes. We have somebody doing some research out there, someone who you all know, Linda Kent, who is... Yes, when she walks in, she is the smartest person in the room.
And she keeps us from getting in trouble most of the time.
She ties Lee. she's in a tie with Lee.
She may keep you from getting in trouble most of the time, but let's not blame her when you guys escape her grasp.
Yeah, and, you know, on the thing is, too, is with all this stuff, why isn't the FPPC engaged in this machine business here?
Yeah. I mean, well, heck, you know, the FPPC has a complaint filed against the Shasta General Purpose Committee, and it was done by Shasta Forward and all their little minions, whoever did that. And Shasta General Purpose Committee was done, and it took a couple months to do it because of the paperwork and because of COVID and dealing with the people down in Sacramento and making sure that you spoke to them on the phone, not just reading what they say online and doing what they say. It's important to have dialogue with people on the other end that work in that office and know exactly what you're doing so you can ask the questions that you need to have answered so you make sure that you file the proper documents, that you're creating the right committee for the purpose of what you are intending to do. And all those things were done, and they were done very quickly when things like that happened, when you were actually able to speak to a person. Now, the Shasta General Purpose Committee is funded, and not funded, but set up to be able to fight recall for the recall. It can also fund candidates if it wants to. It can fight against anything else brought up. If somebody wants to propose, I don't know, a new tax, that committee can fight that as well. It can fight multiple things. That's why it's called a general purpose committee. The other committee, the primary committee, is only fighting the recall. That's all they can do. That's it. That's all they can do, according to our sources.
And why would you form a committee to fight a recall, which is a constitutional process done by people? Why would you fight that? What are you hiding? What are you hiding? Who's funding that? I mean, I keep asking the same question. 605-4567, 605-4567. If you're funding it, why don't you admit it? Give us a call and let us know who's funding this whole thing here.
If it's government funded, then it's us, right? We're funding it?
No. It's going to be funded by people who want to donate to it. I don't want to call it a nonprofit, but something like that. They're going to donate to it.
Special interests suit them.
Yes. Now, what happens is they have to file documents. And the calendar on the document filing, when you collect money, so say you gave money to that organization yesterday. It won't be – they'll have it in their books and in their account tomorrow, but it won't have to be legally filed with the state for 45 days. So depending on the schedule as to when you actually donated it and where the schedule is, it could be 45 days before you know or anybody else knows by looking at their report as to who donated and how much they donated. And then only certain amounts have to be reported. So if you file, say if you gave $99, not so much. $1,000, yeah, it has to be. And that has to be filed within 24 hours.
Too.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, we have Linda Kent coming in, and she is going to explain.
Well, I have to get my computer. I just wanted to make it clear on the donations have to be reported within 24 hours of their $1,000 or more.
Yep.
Yeah. So Shasta Forward hasn't had any donations?
Well, then who's paying the attorney? Would that come from a donation? Or
you still have to report that as an in-kind donation within a certain time frame. Yes, you do.
Well, okay. Well, that's interesting to know. Now, if there's an attorney, and this particular attorney is being paid, say, let's just say $1,000 an hour, because that's really not unreasonable. Let's say $750. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. All right. So, therefore, he worked 3 hours. So, that's $2,200 plus. Wouldn't they have to report that?
Yes.
But
by FPPC laws, that's an in-kind donation. Even if they didn't pay out of pocket, just him providing the services.
Right.
It's like a donation at whatever value.
Whether they decided to pay down the road or not, the services are administered now. That's still considered in kind until he's paid, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And even if he did pro bono, they have to claim that as a service rendered.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
By law.
Sounds like we should be seeing some documentation on that.
Yeah. Then. I mean, how come? I mean, how come nobody's calling for that? You know? Oh, we have somebody on the phone. Mark. How you doing, Mark? What say you?
Oh, the fun never stopped. How about you guys?
Oh, Mark Kent. Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, I just wanted a quick thought, and then I'll get off here because I'm on my way into the studio.
Good.
But I'm just wondering if they're not just paying for this themselves because, you know, I've been on the county election site looking to see if they filed any paperwork even this morning, and they filed nothing on donations, and I haven't seen anything as far as contributions. And so I'm just wondering, are these guys just paying for this themselves? And that's an interesting question. Can you do that? Can you just, they set up this committee, but if it brings no income, can they just pay for a lawyer themselves?
I kind of have to look into that. Maybe that's a question for Kathy when she comes in. I think there's some stipulations in funding it yourself. I do believe you would still have to report it. If it's over a certain amount,
they got to be paying their treasurer.
Well, somebody's got to be.
Well, the treasurer going rates $100 an hour.
We don't know if that's what they're charging because the treasurer is the same treasurer for the Dallies. Is that interesting?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll see you guys in a minute. I just want to throw that into the conversation because that's what I was thinking. Maybe they're paying for it themselves.
Well, it's still, if it's going to be supporting that organization, it's still going to be the in-kind.
By donation, as far as I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I'll do a little bit more research on that.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, you know, if they are paying for it, if they're paying for the attorneys, meaning Rickert, Modi, and Cometti, oh my.
Or somebody else with bigger pockets.
Well, but if they're paying for it, as Mark's saying, if they're the ones paying for it out of pocket and they're paying for it, then why are they paying for it? It's a recall. You're either going to get recalled or you're not. I mean, you know, again, there's a skunk in the woodpile. I mean, there's no question about it. Something else about Kathy Darling. I mean, gosh, you know, even a gardener got it. Even a gardener got the message.
A gardener did, I think. And I'm the one that called her to get on the next program. I didn't get nothing. Yeah.
I mean, if a gardener got it, you know, and, you know, who knows? Maybe the guy mows the lawn. I don't know. You know, don't mows the lawn, keeps the grass short.
Let's have some common ground. Let's have some common ground.
Common ground, yeah. As long as it's my common ground, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it's mine.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah. Thank you, Linda. Linda will be on here shortly, since we all do things together. She is amazing. Thank you, Linda.
Yeah,
you're amazing.
She'll clean up the mess we created.
Yeah, she does. She's always good. It's kind of like, no, this is the right way you do it. And that's a good thing, because I'll tell you what, she is a... Oh, she's got her computer. She's back. Uh-oh. She's on one now. Look out, everybody. When Linda Kitt brings her computer in, somebody's going to pay. And I don't mean monetarily.
You know, if you're really out there for the greater good of the community and everyone else, then why are you not having complete transparency?
Right.
Why are you not letting people know if you're being funded, if you're privately funding, however you're doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, have complete transparency to the people who elected you into the spot you're in.
Well, Shasta General Purpose Committee is very transparent. So,
yeah, and that's what they're asking for. They're saying that we're not transparent. You show me what we haven't reported, when and where.
Yeah.
Give me the black and white of it.
Yeah.
Well, there has to be a boogeyman or some skeletons in your closet, because it just seems too simple that it's just a common everyday person that's, you know, funding everything.
Yeah. I want to hear the red, white, and blueprint
grassroots
part of it. Red, white, and blueprint. Okay, well, the FPPC has no jurisdiction over them. They're a for-profit company. So
correct.
You notice you haven't heard anything about that lately, right? All of a sudden, that just sort of stopped. But they paid an attorney to talk about it,
uh-huh.
You know, to investigate it. I mean, this is just
It's all about perception. They're spinning it any way they can.
Seriously.
Make it look like everybody else, they're the bad guys, and we are the good guys.
Does it sound familiar?
Hello.
Usually when you're accusing somebody of doing something, that's because you're doing it?
Yeah, when you're pointing at somebody.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you know.
Well, typically when you're pointing one finger at one other person, there are three others pointing back at you. So you just have to remember that when you're trying to deflect it off to
So what you're saying
else.
Is they have common ground.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, we have another call on the line. We have Siskiyou Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hey,
how are you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Glad to hear y'all are alive and well down there and very active. We're still active up here. There's a group in Shasta, Mount Shasta, that's really, really hitting the pavement and screaming loud. And they
get kicked out of our meeting for that.
This is not the group I'm talking about, but there is another group who actually stopped Crystal Geyser from moving in, which, you know, was huge because that went on for a couple years. And they go on to mention in the article here in the paper how the supervisors okayed the environmental report and all this other kind of stuff that these people were trying to stop. And so our supervisors are in jeopardy, along with yours also, as far as I'm concerned, because we still don't have logging up here. We don't have forest management. Another thing that's going on is they're stopping the water flow for the farmers above the Klamath Dam. And I spoke to the sheriff up there. I spoke to the sheriff here about it. I spoke to the supervisor about it. And the tribe in Mount Shasta is involved with this. It's the Wintu tribe. And they're involved with not liking the supervisors and their actions on this Geyser report also. So long story short, I think we have some more action here with the tribes that can help us with some of this other stuff as far as showing up in the supervisors' meetings. Myself, frankly, I think we're done paying Indians all this welfare stuff. You know, they don't deserve it any more than the blacks do or anybody else who's been, you know, put on. Look at the Jewish people. My God, how much have they been put on over the years? The thousands of years, you know?
I think everyone has the same opportunity.
Yeah, and, everybody has the same.
You know, I do know a little bit about Siskiyou County. I got some property up there, and it's kind of my bug out place, and I've been working on it. And I get some fence post stolen or my gate stolen all the time from some of the illegal activities that go on up there. Up there, mm-hmm. they just actually made it to where anything you get that could go to the cultivation of an illegal activity, the Board of Supervisors saying you no longer can get it. I know we're going the same thing down here in Shasta County. They're talking about this industrial hemp, and realistically, it should be about water. And up there, it's about everything. Anything you try to get, they're stopping you from getting.
So you can't buy drip line?
You can't buy drip line. You can't get anything up there.
Holy cow.
They're making it to where anything you get for any of those for possible cultivation,
right.
whether you have some asparagus you're planting or whatever you're planting,
right?
The Board of Supervisors up there is making it illegal. But hopefully Shasta County, our board that we have, I don't have a whole lot of faith, but hopefully it just becomes about what it needs to be, and it's about water and illegal activity, not being able to consume goods and get goods.
So the farmers can't irrigate up there anymore?
We've been trying to stop the retailers from selling to these folks for 8 years, and finally they found a way to do it without being accused of racial issues or. Because I went to the, Ace Hardware. I went to them immediately, right at the very beginning, and I said, you're contributing to illegal action here. You're getting paid cash out of their money that's cartel money, and you're being paid by it, and you're contributing to these people, and you're not supporting the community by helping these people out, because they have nothing to do with our community. They don't want to what is it called, assimilate or any of that kind of stuff with us. You look them in the eye, you try to look them in the eye, and they just look straight down at the ground.
It sounds more like you have a law enforcement issue up there with your sheriff's department.
Exactly.
More than anything else. And dealing with the retailer is not the way to do it. They would be dealing with the
right.
sheriff's department. That's the way you've got to do it, and you've got to demand that your Board of Supervisors and your sheriff's department call in for help if they need help from... They can do that from other counties or from the state or any other agency. I mean, they can do
that.
It. There are ways of doing it.
You should be able to capitalize on it. Any goods you sell. It shouldn't. If I sell drip line on the side of the road, I should be able to sell my drip line on the side of the road. If it goes to illegal activities, then the sheriff needs to make sure they don't.
Do you want to sell it to the illegal cartel, New World Order, thing that's going on up here? That's what this whole thing is.
No, that's not what he's saying.
That's not what he's saying. That's not what's being said.
We're talking about capitalism, being able to sell whatever goods you want.
Right.
You should be able to sell asparagus on the side of the road, whether or not someone can...
I do sell asparagus on the side of the road.
All right, buddy.
Well, to my individual people, and I buy drip line and all that other stuff.
You bet.
It's to cut off the illegal growing.
Right.
What it's about. You got to live up here to understand what we're talking about.
Right. Well, they go through that in Trinity County. We went through it here. We have, the Fish and Game are the only people that are bulldozing illegal plants under. They're the only ones that are doing it. But anyway, Steve, we got to move on. But thank you for the call, brother. Appreciate it a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Take care, y'all.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Anyway, I want to something that I did want to bring up, and that is that who's paying for the radio advertising that Modi has his own commercial, Rickard has her own commercial, and Comenti has their own commercial. And
it doesn't say at the end of the commercial who...
Paid for by Shasta Forward. Okay, so if it says paid for by Shasta Forward... Then, if that's what it says on the end of their, wouldn't they have to show where that money is coming and going and that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
How would that work?
Yeah, it all depends on maybe they haven't been invoiced or all the particulars for the actual ad haven't been put together.
Actually, you put the money up a lot of times.
It all depends on who they're working with. So that's kind of a fine line there.
Yeah.
Well, this particular station that they're on, I know that other people have advertised on there, and what they have done is they have paid, bought the time, and then utilized the time.
Yeah, but
if that's the case, then it should have been reported within a certain amount of time, depending on the amounts.
Right.
I mean, advertising isn't cheap.
No.
As we know from previous campaigns, I mean, I've written checks for $25,000, $50,000 out of whack. I mean, it gets expensive.
Yeah.
So, and that has to be reported.
Well, that's the thing because I know.
It's supposed to be reported.
Yeah. So somebody looked that up. But anyway, so the thing is that we're passing notes here. Anyway, I mean, the thing is that this, primarily the way that this operation works is you, and not this operation here, but this particular radio station and group of stations, is that in this particular area, what you do is you buy the advertising, you buy it, you pay for the advertising, and they place it, but you pay them already. Now, I know that because we've had friends that bought the advertising, mm-hmm. and then there were some things that went on as far as questionable on the advertising, but they had already paid for it, which means the money was paid for up front. But for Comenti and Moti and Rickert to do their very own ad, and I heard them, and it was in the space of maybe about an hour, or maybe even about an hour, because I heard all three of them, mm-hmm. and I was pretty amazed. I heard the first one, and I thought, okay, then Comenti, then Rickert, and boy, they just, each one of them talking about, oh, how they're opening up the county and how they're doing such great things. They never spend any money, of course, you know. And the thing is that how much of this stuff that's illegal, I mean, I don't even know how these three people can get together and form a committee.
That's one of my questions.
I mean, you know,
how can they all three,
sit
on the same committee?
Well, let me ask you this. How can a sitting supervisor who goes to the newspaper, and this particular supervisor goes to a newspaper saying that they are a supervisor and they are backing a certain person in an alleged incident that is that shows one side to be guilty, mm-hmm. guilty, therefore reaching out, this particular supervisor, to someone who, come to find out, may have been the guilty party themselves. How in the world does that work to where you can reach out as a supervisor using your authority, your capacity, your, well, under the color of law, Title 18, Code Section 242, Paragraph 3. Look that up, folks. And then think about this particular supervisor who's been backing someone. Is there a thing called the Wall of Shame? Anybody know about the Wall of Shame? I know there's a little innuendo going on here, folks, but you have to connect the dots with it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm telling you, this is just so bad. And I've lived in this county for 46 years, and I have never seen anything like this in my entire life. That's longer than Jesse's been alive.
My question is, why is this little incident taking such precedence over major? I mean, there's kids getting beat up all the time.
Yeah.
You know, adults jumping out of cars, jumping eighth grade kids on the side of the road, things like this. I see real crimes in this community, but then yet something so minor and is this big deal? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't. I agree.
So I guess the question is, what is everyone hiding?
Yeah,
that's always the question. That's my question. When you're accusing everybody else and you're taking sides like this,
oh my God.
And you don't even have all the evidence or anything, and you're taking a side and bashing the other side. So what are you up to? You know, my question to Modi's been all along: what haven't you been caught at? I mean, you've got caught.
What haven't you been caught at?
Yeah, I mean, we all know he got caught for using services and money
by the grand
from
jury.
The county.
Oh, you're talking about Leonard?
Yeah, exactly. What else is there in the pot that we're not aware of?
Well, I can tell you.
I'm just asking.
This is something that I think we need to appeal to Modi's tender side. You know, I think we really do. And again, maybe you want to connect the dots with this one. When knows what's coming? It's sort of like when I was young, my grandfather had a friend, and his name was Mac, and he was Irish, great guy. And we used to go to Mac's house every so often, and my grandfather, his name was John, would kind of tease him a little bit, and he'd go, "Have a Hartman." "Have a Hartman," which means have a heart man. But have a Hartman. I wonder, Mr. Modi, did you have a Hartman?
Have a Hartman.
Did you?
At least
did
once.
Did you have a Hartman? I mean, come on, did you have a Hartman? You know, because, you know, I know that even Mrs. Modi probably thinks that you've had a Hartman, you know? And I'm sure that your heart is bigger than what you're perceiving to be. And I just hope that heart shines for everybody. We can have that sunny disposition that you probably had as a child.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Sure.
And this story has more to come.
It's going to get uglier and uglier.
Oh, boy.
Look at the smoke screen we're going through. I mean, even we're trying to dig through the smoke screen right now to find out what the real truth is behind all of this.
Yep.
I just want to know why they're not filing. They have no reports or anything that they have filed with Shasta County.
Still
to this day. Yeah. I mean, I've got it right now on my computer. They, except their 410, they haven't filed anything.
They wouldn't have any special treatment through Shasta County, would they?
No, this would be the state.
No, it goes through Shasta County.
Yeah, but then the county has to report it to the state, right?
I think to a certain degree, but it goes by county law, not by state. So, like, when we got donations that were over 1,000 that were reported correctly, mm-hmm. and I automatically, to begin with, sent it to the state. The state sent it back and said, no, you do not have to do this, which I have a letter that states this.
What department do they submit this documentation to, and who is in charge of that department?
It's the elections.
Who's in charge of that?
The people at the counter are the ones that usually, there's a couple different ones I deal with, and they just stamp it.
That wouldn't be, but someone that processes paperwork, who would process that paperwork?
Yes, one was Mary, one was Joanne. Yeah, it's not that they just stamp it, or if it's over $1,000, all I have to do is fax it. So all I have to do is prove that I reported it.
Gotcha.
It doesn't have to have a wet signature. Some of your reports have to have a wet signature, so I have to physically take the doc down to the office.
Okay, now do they keep copies of that or anything, or are they just stamping it back?
They immediately put that on the website whenever I report.
Okay.
And they let me know.
Okay. They tell you that they're doing that?
Oh, yeah. They'll say it'll be posted by the end of the day.
Okay. So they scan it and post it in mm-hmm. there, and then you keep the original copy or keep a copy?
No, they get original, but if I want a stamped copy, I have to bring my own.
Yeah.
They won't run copies for me.
Oh, yeah. You bring two versions of it.
Correct.
Two copies, two identical copies.
Correct.
And they keep one and stamp it, and then they stamp yours that they received it?
Yes.
Okay.
You bet.
Where's the FPPC on all this?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Good question.
Yeah.
We'll know here in a few
minutes. Well, right now, you know, the letters that we're getting is they haven't made a determination if they're against the allegations. So they don't, it hasn't been known if they're going to move forward or not. They're just allegations.
Right.
That doesn't mean that anything's been committed or there's anything wrong or we've done anything wrong or Red, White, and Blueprint's done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Can we make allegations?
Anybody could make an allegation.
It sounds like we've been talking about some allegations this whole morning.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. Who's funding Shasta Forward? Who's paying for the attorney? Where's that money coming from? Where's it going? Why did the Board of Supervisors even form, basically the three of them, Modi, Rickert, and Cometti, why did they even form this particular primary form committee? Why did they do that? Why is it that they're backing someone in a civil, especially one of the supervisors, backing someone in what could be considered civil, maybe not, but backing one person over another, and that particular person has now been shown in a lot of cases that he could be the person who instigated it. They're still out for question. You know, and who's paying for the radio advertising for him? Why are they fighting a constitutionally protected right of the people? I mean, come on. And the people who allegedly are funding them, what do they have to protect? What are they hiding, folks?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the Red, White, and Blueprint's hiding anything. What are they hiding? Not hiding anything.
Nothing.
They're not political.
I'm telling you. Episode three will rot your socks.
Yeah.
You wait till you see episode three. Okay? And the other thing is that, you know, I think we're tired of the corruption here. Why are people in our county that we elect, why are they trying to stop process? Why are they trying to stop our First Amendment rights with R1 on Tuesday? You need to go to that meeting. I mean, seriously, you can't clap, you can't stand, you can't, you know, seriously? You can't talk loud? What is considering talking loud? Is this better? You know, I mean, seriously, all this crap that's going on, folks, and how can people not, I mean, to me, this makes the recall, even if I was someone that was not for the recall, this makes me want to recall them, because this is all, these are people we elect. These aren't individual citizens like Alyssa, like Jesse, like Melody, like Carlos. Those are individual citizens. These are people we elect. And it's, we need to hold them accountable, period. I mean, that's the end, that's the bottom line. We got about 20 seconds. Any final thoughts, anybody?
I just say the guy that they're backing, that's good smokescreen.
Oh, more to come.
Ruh-roh.
More to come. Ruh-roh. Time has come.
For 51.
We need to get it done.
Amen.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.